filling in for Keith and the guys. It's the Sports Zone, Sports Radio 1240 KFBC, the third annual Festivus Spectacular.
Yes, we're going to have to ask our next guest. Today is the airing of grievances, and I know he's got a long list of grievances that need to be aired. So we'll let him think about that and ask him about his airing of grievances at the end of the show.
Coming off a big win last night over Colorado head coach Drew Ligurski, the Cowgirls head basketball coach, joining us. Coach, afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing good.
Doing quite well. If you'd like to air the grievances now, you can, or we could do it at the end. But, Coach, just off the bat, just tell us about that impressive win last night over Colorado.
Well, I tell you what, we probably played our worst half of basketball on Saturday and our best half last night. And so for this group we keep talking about, it's a little bit of a roller coaster ride with them. We have the ability to score maybe 3 or 4 points in a quarter, and last night we scored 33 points in a quarter. So we played very well, had 6 players in double figures, and seemed like we got on a roll in that third quarter, got the crowd energized. They've been behind us this whole season, and it was just a lot of fun.
Coach, people stand in long lines to ride roller coasters. They're supposed to be fun. So if you, the season's a roller coaster, it's going to be really fun, isn't it?
Hey, Rick, I think so. As long as you don't get motion sickness, right?
Exactly.
And you know, you followed us, Reese, ever since I started. We're in our 13th year together, and, you know, last night was probably as good a half as we put together. I know it was as good a quarter since we've gone to that system. But when you started seeing that the kids just started, as we say in the profession, they started feeling success. Boy, it didn't matter who was shooting the ball, from what angle they were shooting it, it was going in.
Coach, take me through the locker room after the game. The crowd supporting you, a big non-conference victory over a front-range school. What was the atmosphere like in the locker room after the game last night?
Well, one of the things, it's kind of interesting, Julio, with my team, we talked the next day. I just kind of let them go in. They celebrate. We sign autographs at the end of every game. They did that. And when I ran into Markel, being from Denver, Colorado, she was as happy as I could see. They were up there celebrating, a lot of yelling, and they were all getting ready to head home on Christmas. And I think that's what makes it a little more impressive. What we were able to do is there were cars packed with suitcases, and there were players headed home at 9:30 at night, right when the game ended.
Coach, 6 players in double figures. Now, I know you're striving for balance all the time. That's about as balanced as you can get in a basketball game. I know if you knew the answer, if you could answer this, or you could draw it up every night, you'd be a genius. But you know, how do you continue that consistency, that kind of balance?
Well, I think it's about confidence, Reese. And, you know, one of the things we always preach is if you're open, you need to take the shot, but have some confidence in shooting the basketball. And Liv Roberts led us last night with 13 points, and then the 6th kid had 11. And so when you get that kind of balance, I think you're really difficult to beat. You can score from different spots on the floor. Last night was also a game where we ran almost the entirety our motion offense. We've really become a different offensive team. We go to on-ball screens. We go to high picks. We try to spread the floor. We've run motion now. But last night, the motion was working. It suited the style we needed to play against Colorado. They had great size, and we needed to spread the floor. And if I can get that kind of, you know, balance will be a tough out for anybody.
Now, with Bailey Cotton going down, and you know, it's kind of unknown when she's going to come back, Coach. You started Natalie Baker against Montana State, started Marlia Campbell against Colorado. Now, were those kind of like auditions for each player, each game? Are you going to start either or depending on matchups? Because I thought they both played really well in their starting roles. How are you going to handle this moving forward?
Well, Reese, when we lost Bailey, you know, it's the second year in a row. And I feel for Bailey, and what we talked about is that we have to make an adjustment according to matchups. And we thought with Montana State, Natalie was going to be the better matchup, and Marlia against Colorado. They both play very similar, and I want to give both of them an opportunity to be able to step out there and start. And so we told them that on Thursday, that That's how we were going to play it out. Natalie had a great game Saturday, 15 rebounds, 10 points. But we thought Marlia was the one to get the start on Monday.
Head coach,
they're both playing the same amount of minutes, and as I said, they both played very well.
Wyoming Cowgirl head coach Joe Legursky joining us here on the Sports Zone on 1240 KFBC. Coach, you wrap up conference play 7-3 on the year. What have you learned from the Cowgirls in the first 10 games of the season as you prepare for conference play next Wednesday?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we've gotten out of this is we have a little bit of toughness to us. And we've been down in a number of basketball games. They just don't give up. We haven't been successful as we're sitting at 7-3, but there's no give in what they try to do. And when we're playing well, like any other team, you're very difficult to beat. But I like the mentality that they have, and it just seems like Liv Roberts and Jordan Kelly really bring that intensity every night. They do it in practice. They challenge the team to join them and play with that kind of intensity. And then having Markell Dent out there on the floor, I say she's our security blanket. She just makes everybody feel better when she's out there playing the game.
Liv plays so hard and so intense sometimes, Coach, that she looks like she's having trouble breathing.
Reese, you're right about that. I probably rested Liv last night more than we've had throughout the year, and you could just see after about 3 minutes she was really exhausted. And yet she played so hard Saturday and really keyed our comeback win against Montana State with two big baskets and fouls to get to the free throw line down the stretch. And you just have to keep an eye on Liv because she plays with that intensity, but she does that every day in practice as well. I'm glad she's on my side. She'd drive me nuts if I had to play against her. She plays so hard.
Exactly. Now, Coach, I don't know if you've had a chance to just, you know, look around the league as you wrap up your non-conference schedule. Have you had a chance to just kind of see how the rest of the league is doing right now?
You know what, Reese? I've worried so much about what we're doing. I'll see scores come through. And, you know, and I know Colorado State's playing extremely well. But, you know, in the end, there's going to be CSU, New Mexico, Fresno State are the teams. UNLV's playing very well. And I just think when you go to conference play, it really gets to be a challenge for everybody. You get two games, one at home, one on the road, to face off against everyone. And it's we all know each other better. The scouting goes into greater detail. So it's going to be a battle for us, there's no doubt.
I know a lot of them heading home for Christmas. But, you know, what are you doing now with the long layoff in between games, Coach?
Well, one, like I said last night, I just didn't take today off and get right back to practice tomorrow and keep them going. But, you know, it's time for the holidays. Everybody's gone home. We'll bring them back 5 days later, and we'll start again on the fall, this coming Sunday after Christmas, to get ready for San Diego State on Wednesday. And my staff's same way. They're all home. But I know I'll be taking a peek at that computer and pulling up San Diego State, pulling up Nevada, watching some of them, just getting ready. When we get them back, try to get them back to the intensity that they left with.
Okay, well, we do have the Festivus pole up in the studio right now, as a matter of fact, Coach. And I know you always take the high road when given the opportunity, but airing a grievances right now. Get it out, Coach.
All right, well, first thing we got to do, Reese, we got to have the feats of strength. So are you and Julio going to wrestle over there or what?
There might be an arm wrestle match coming up here in a couple minutes, yes.
Because that's got to happen before we have the airing of grievances. There's no doubt about that. We need the feats of strength.
Yeah. Well, your grievances have to come towards an official, but, you know, we're not recording this. We will delete any tapes, any proof. Come on, Coach, let it out, man.
I was going to say, I'm going to air my grievances then. It's the holiday season. We need this weather to ease up so everybody can travel on these roads safely.
That's perfect.
Perfect, Coach. Merry Christmas.
I need everybody. So, guys, Merry Christmas to you and everything. We'll probably talk just before New Year's again. But and Merry Christmas to all the Wyoming fans. They've been tremendous, and they really helped us out last night, Reese.
They did.
It got rocking in that place.
It did. 2,500 people, and they were loud. That was fun, that third quarter, Coach.
Yeah, I'll remember that one for a long time, Reese.
All right, Coach, thanks.
Thank you so much, Coach.
Guys, take care.
Bye.
Wyoming Cowgirl head basketball coach Joe Legursky joining us here on The Zone. And what a win last night for the Cowgirls, 77-68 over CU. Cowgirls ending conference play on a winning note. Let's see. They are riding a four-game winning streak ending conference play. They will take on San Diego State next Wednesday at the AA.